What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Peralta, at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter. To follow me, at Betting Pros on Twitter, to follow Betting Pros, Bet MGM with the sponsorship of this podcast. It's an easy, free new account. If you sign up for a new account, use the promo code JUICE150. You bet $10, you win $150 in new bets, in free bets from BetMGM, BetMGM.com, or on the application. And yesterday was carnage. Complete chaos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all go down, including number 10. So we see 7 of the top 10 teams all lose. We've never seen the AP top 5, 1 to 5, all lose on the same day. That's history. Zags go down. They all lost on the road too. So just showing you how difficult it is to win in college basketball on the road, right? Show me that parlay with money line, having the whole top 5 losing. What's that going to pay out? Like plus 30,000? It would have been nuts. So for the most part, we avoided it. For the most part, we were okay. Now the Nova bet goes down. So we started the day down 2 units. We get the win on you and I coming back with the 1 unit that helped. You and I plus 2, that helped. We get a push on Arkansas that never should have been a push. We were lucky to get that. That 3 at the buzzer. Again, another 3 at the buzzer. Yee. Those are killer. But we push on 2. We get the ad for UNLV wrong, unfortunately. But, you know, that's just kind of the way things go. And then we had the other bet, which I'm blanking on. Oh, Providence minus 5. So Providence gets the victory. Told you that was going to be a coronation. I should have bet more. I mean, that's the one thing about sports betting that I'm still learning, that I'm not fully mature yet on, is that when I know a bet's going to cash, I don't fire more. Like, that should have been a 2-unit bet. Providence minus 5 should have been a 2-unit bet. I saw it, handicapped it, broke it down, perfectly laid it out. Everything happened the exact same way I thought it was going to happen. And it's a half a unit, and I believe in flat wagering, so I'm preaching, you know, be careful. But this is what the pros do. The pros are able to identify a Providence game, and they unload 10 grand. That's what they do. So they go, you know, 500, a nickel, a dime, 1,000, you know, that's what they do. And then they see a game, they know what's going to happen, and they bury the book. I'm still learning. You know, we all can learn. We all can recognize our mistakes. If you don't write down your bets, you don't write down and keep track of your wagers, I highly recommend you do so. Go back, be self-reflective, see what you did well, see what you didn't do well, right? See what bets have hit, what bets haven't hit. See what was smart, what wasn't smart, right? So the Nova bet down 2 units. So we get, really down 3 units because the Loyola bet doesn't come in as well. So like on the futures market, that was bad. But on the day for the podcast, we won money. So overall, it was a down day. But from a podcasting perspective, you didn't bet the futures. It's a good day. We won. We won money. So not bad. I am going to take it easy today. Okay. I'm not going to go too heavy today. I am going to bet player props today, though. I am missing on the player props. Sunday is a good day to do it. I'm going to go all NBA today because I don't really think the college slate, maybe I'll come in late, but the college slate is kind of boring me. Nothing really all that exciting after all those great games on Saturday. And then the hockey, I'm just going to take a break on a Sunday from a hockey perspective. There are 2 really good games in the NBA that I want to put money down on. And then we'll come in with player props on the Discord channel. So we'll have at least 2, maybe more, but I'll have player props coming at us, coming up for a Sunday. So bettingpros.com/chat or the link underneath me here on YouTube for those before the games tip off today on a Sunday. But let's start here talking both games, Western Conference, Utah at Phoenix. This number is currently a pick. This number is going to ping pong. Okay. Opened at 1.5. First move was on Utah. Utah on the road at the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix coming off of a really bad loss on a back-to-back against the New Orleans Pelicans. And Utah has been playing, you know, pretty well. I mean, Utah wins by 5 against Dallas. We took the 6 points there, so we covered on that. But they still won their last game on to start this road trip. But I have even money, okay? Just to pick them. you may get plus money. If you get Phoenix as a home dog, I love that even more. But right now, the best number I can find at the time of taping is a pick between Utah and Phoenix. At home this year, Phoenix is 15-17 ATS. On the road this year, Utah is 13-13-1, but they are starting to play much better because they are healthy. That is not the case for the Phoenix Suns, who are 1-1 straight up since the injury to Chris Paul. But they beat Oklahoma City by 20, looked really good in the fourth quarter, did not look good against New Orleans the very next night on a back-to-back, laid 6.5, lost by 15 points. Coming back home here, I think this is a significant deal because they lost at home to New Orleans, and it's embarrassing to lose to a bad basketball team like that. So I think we're catching Phoenix at a good time off of a loss. And you've got like the Utah Jazz lost to the Lakers on the road, but they lost to the Lakers in their last home in their last road game. They came back and beat Dallas at home, and now they're going back on the road to take on the Phoenix Suns. I think Phoenix is still the better basketball team. I think they have more weapons. I think that the total of this game is 227.5. High props, right? This is a good game to bet over on the props here for these teams. But this could be a Booker takeover game. I just think this is a big performance out of Phoenix. I got as a pick, I got a home team. I got the better team. I'm taking Phoenix. Half a unit, Phoenix. Basically a money line bet here. Phoenix to beat the Utah Jazz today for a half a unit. And the other side is a night game, Golden State at home against Dallas. So like I mentioned, Dallas last game out loses to Utah. Now they're on the road here, continuing this road trip on the road at the Golden State Warriors. Last game out for Golden State, they were able to pound Portland 132-95. They hammered Denver. I guess they lost to Denver 117-116. They're playing well, and Draymond Green is going to come back at some point in the very near future, but I'm eyeballing the total here in this game. 219 is the total. Now, the last five games have all gone over for the Golden State Warriors. The last two for the Dallas Mavericks have gone over. However, at home this year, Golden State is 17-13-2 to the under. And on the road, Dallas is 14-14-1 to the under. They're an under team at home like crazy. Dallas is 23-7-1 to the under at home. But 7-3 to the over for Golden State over the last 10, like I mentioned, last five in a row. However, when these teams have played, okay, the last time they played, it was a 212 total. It went over by 10 points, a 130-92 win for Golden State. Okay. The time before that, when they played at Dallas, it went under by 32 points. 213 was the total in that game. 99-82 was the final in that game. Now this game's being played here at Golden State. I just think when these two teams are playing, I think you're going to see unders come in. I think these guys are going to grind it. 219's high, not that high, but I think we're going to go with kind of a sweaty, gross Sunday evening game where teams play defense. And you may get a better number than this because the public's going to bet the over on this. I can tell you right now, the public's going to look at the five straight games for Golden State, two straight games for Dallas, and they're going to come in and they're going to 100%, they're going to bet the over. Okay, you're gonna go, oh, here we go. We're betting the over. But 219 is a pretty good total, okay, for Dallas. All right, Dallas this season, the last time they had a total of 219 was back on the 6th of February. It was 223.5 against Atlanta. It went under by 26.5 points. Time before that was against Memphis at 219. It went under by 24 points. Both those games were at home, by the way, so that's significant. As I said, they're much better under, much more of an under team at home than they are on the road. But you get my gist here. You know, the last time they had a road game with a total this high, boy, you really got to look, you got to go way, way back. I don't know if they had a road total. Memphis was 218.5 on the road. It went under by 21.5 points back on the 14th of January. Let's see other road games with a total of this high. Okay, Sacramento, it was 221. It went under by 32 points. You get my point here? Okay. This is a pretty high total for a Dallas Mavericks game with the way they play defense, and the Warriors still really want to do, they still want to play defense. Okay. I think this is a defensive game. I really do. I don't think this is an up and down game. You know, the last time that they played at Golden State, the 130 that was scored by Golden State, and they still only went over by 10 points with a 212. So 222 was the total the last time these teams played, with a 130 out of the Warriors, 92 out of the Mavericks, but a 130 out of the Warriors. We got 219 here. I'm taking the under. Half a unit under Dallas Golden State at 219. All right. So again, light day here on a Sunday. Don't love the slate. We're taking Phoenix at home on a pick money line against the Utah Jazz. We're going under Warriors and the Mavericks at 219. Both those bets for a half a unit. At least two player props coming in the Discord channel. Maybe more, depending on how things roll. Maybe more, but two player props for sure coming up before the games tip off here for us, with some player props, quarter unit bets, as always, coming up in the Discord channel a little bit later on today. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.